Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Mapapanood na sa June 3 sa SBS ang isang Australian TV series kung saan bibida ang ilang Filipina actors. Yan ang The Unusual Suspects, puno ng misteryo, katatawanan, action at drama ang buong serye na tiyak marami ang makaka-relate dahil tampok ang kwento ng mga Pinoy na nagtatrabaho sa ibang bansa bilang nanny, cleaners, negosyante at kahit mga international students. Pinangungunahan ni Miranda Otto, Aina Dumlao, Michelle Vergara Moore, Heather Mitchell, kasama rin sina Lina Cruz at Susanna Downs ang 4-parts miniseries sa panulat ni Jessica Redden, Roger Monk at our very own Bon Patiag sa direksyon ni Natalie Bailey at isa pang Pinoy na si Melvin Montalban. Ang kwento, isang mamahaling kwintas ang ninakaw mula sa isang Pinay na businesswoman sa gitna ng isang party. Sino kaya ang kumuha nito? At paano nabuo ang pagkakaibigan sa pagitan ng mga karakter? Ngayong umaga, inyo pong mapapakinggan ang masayang kwentuhan natin kasama ang ilan sa mga Pinoy na bumubuo sa seryeng The Unusual Suspects. Sa unang pagkakataon, ma-highlight sa isang mainstream TV series ang kwento ng mga Filipino overseas workers. Pero paano nga ba isinabuhay ng mga aktor ang kanilang ginagampanang karakter? Ating kilalanin si Aina Dumlao, isa sa mga main characters ng The Unusual Suspects na gumaganap bilang si Evie, at si Lina Cruz naman bilang si Amy.
I'm actually an import from Los Angeles, but I was born and raised in the Philippines. I've been in LA for 10 years, but I was lucky enough to be found and accepted by the SBS Aquarius family. So over to you, Lina.
I've been in Sydney since 1984. How long is that? Is that 36 years?
36 years.
Yeah. I came 2 years ago.
36 years. Wow.
Yeah, 36 years.
Oh, wow. But kailan ka huling nakauwi na Pilipinas?
5 years ago, I was there. I hadn't been back for like, at that time, 5 years ago, it was 10 years. And it was an eye-opener, as in, it was so interesting because I thought, I really want to know the Filipino heart because I don't really remember. So I went back home and I was so moved because I stayed in Manila for a while, in Makati, Manila, and then I went to a little island that's not even really well-known called Sikihor. Mm-hmm. You know, I just really wanted an authentic island life. And I was moved both times. Not because they knew that I was from overseas, you know what I mean? Like, You're just simple there and people are really helpful and full of joy.
Mm-hmm. I see. Kaya masasabi talaga natin na isinapuso nyo yung pagganap dito sa unang Filipino-Australian TV series na to where you get to represent our kababayans, the OFWs. And I can say this is a big, big milestone sa industriya. But how do you feel about it?
I remember, you know, you're saying it's like just Filipino Australians, but yeah, it's all over the world, really. You know, even in America, I know like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, there's like a Filipino family there, but that's not like the main focus of the story. I feel like this one marks really like the landmark of representation for Filipinos in mainstream media, like you're saying.
Even in the U.S.?
Yeah. There's not real, but I mean, you know, I remember the first time that I saw Lea Salonga, Broadway actress Lea Salonga, in a Hollywood movie. I think the title's like Redwood Curtain or something. It was with Jeff Bridges, and I was like a little girl when I saw it. I remember being so confused. I'm like, why is she there? And then I felt just suddenly like a swell of joy and pride as a little girl. I'm like, oh, somebody like me could be up there.
Yeah.
And I'm just like so excited. I'm just like looking forward to so many like young Filipino boys and girls all over the world, especially here in Australia, to see that and have kind of like the same feeling of like, oh, there's me. People see me. I'm part of the conversation. Try to top that.
That's why I'm going, how can I? oh my God, it, as you said, it's a landmark event, you know, like to tell also this story of the Filipina domestic help. I mean, that's a lot of social issues right there.
Yeah.
And to be part of that, it's just moving. Because, you know, being a domestic help overseas involves a lot of sacrifice, not seeing your family for years, and unquestioned generosity.
Yep.
And that's a Filipino trait that really, really gets me. And I see it in my mom. You don't have to be a, you know, Filipino domestic help. It's just this generosity that is bottomless. And
it's
to
like
be
self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
Giving it. You're all giving everything of you.
We were talking about it, the balik, and it's represented by the balikbayan boxes, right? Yeah, so, you know, to be part of, to be able to be, to tell that story is like so huge, an honor, and it's huge.
Yeah.
Wow. Now let's talk about your roles. Bilang mga Pinay na gumaganap sa buhay ng mga OFW, ano ang pinaka-challenging na part, especially in bringing your characters to life?
I don't want to give anything away. There's a lot of secrets here. No. The challenging part of it is the character that I play. Her name's Evie De La Rosa. She's a nanny to one of the main characters, played by Miranda Otto, Sarah Beasley. The fun and scary and challenging part about playing her is she's so layered. Do you know what a matryoshka Russian doll is? It's like
a babushka doll.
A babushka doll, yeah, is that what it's called? Yeah. It's like, Evie's like that. It's like, okay, here's the doll. I'm like, ooh, but wait, there's more. Yeah. Ooh, but wait, there's more. And it's like, that's the fun part of it. But I hope I did my job right, because there has to be like so much respect. And I just hope that I did justice to the character, just because she carries kind of like a lot of heart in the story, and like she's representative, like Ami is, of like the plight of mothers of overseas Filipino workers. And yeah, I hope I did a good job, guys. Like, wish me luck.
I hope so too.
Oh wow. No pressure.
Oh yeah, it's the same. It's like, how do you do justice to the character? The directors gave us such leeway to be as big and as small as we want. So they gave us a lot of freedom, right?
Because I feel like that's life anyway. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's like life is real life, real characters are like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's
right.
Fun.
You know, sometimes I go, is it too big or too, you know? And then the challenge is just being able to trust the instinct as an actor. It's just go, yep. Go for it and take a risk, and that's the process.
Oh wow. Having said that, ano naman yung mga nakikita nyong similarities dun sa character nyo bilang si Evie at si Ami?
I feel like in a lot of ways, just because I live in Los Angeles now, but my only family there is my husband. So a lot like Evie, my core family, especially my mom, is in the Philippines. So it's like a constant battle of, I need to live my dreams in LA, but I miss my mom, I miss my family. And it's like a lot of that, there's always that missing and kind of like guilt that Evie's carried throughout the show that was easy for me to channel as an actor. So when I got emotional, that's like partly Ina getting emotional, my mom. So in that one critical emotional moment, we were running out of time. So I was in that space. I immediately saw Lena's mom. And then I got emotional because I'm like, my mom, Lena's mom. It's like, yeah. So that's the Evie Ina mashup.
Yeah. Is there a similar? Are there similarities?
No, I think too many similarities. Exactly. Could be you. Yeah. Wait, is that Ami? Is that
exactly.
Was Lena the character?
I love Ami because, you know,
she's a hoot.
She's a hoot, and also she's going through some very tough times in her life in this series, you know. And but she's able to, like the Filipinos, they can transcend that and find the joy. So
right.
You know what I mean? Like, and she doesn't pull any punches when that's needed. And I love that about her, because I can be like that in real life.
Okay, so just to let our listeners know, 6 na taon na po dito sa film industry itong si Aina. She's a UP graduate at nakilala naman sa pagganap bilang Andy Lee sa MacGraver noong 2016 at bilang si Natalie sa Ballers noong 2015 at iba pang American TV series. Habang nagsimula naman bilang singer at entertainer sa isang cruise ship itong si Lina Cruz na sumabak rin sa teatro at mga TV series sa New Zealand. Nakilala siya sa pagganap bilang si Sophia Martinez sa Shortland Street. At for Lina, since you did both, ano ba yung mas matimbang sa'yo ngayon? Yung pag-acting sa TV o yung sa teatro?
Now, it's both. Like last night's experience, it reminded me again why I love live theater and live music and all that. But there's something about film. It's so subtle. It can be subtle, you know? Like, it's so internal.
Like, I think the beautiful part for me personally about film, when a camera's right in front of you, you can't hide.
Yeah.
Everything that you're feeling, everything that you're thinking has to be real for you, because even if the audience can't pinpoint what it is that's off about your performance, they will know. They will know that laugh is not real, your anger isn't coming from a real place, you know what I mean? So it's like film is such a, you better be good. And this one's she's all right. No, she's one of my favorite scenes with her. A lot of my favorite scenes are with her because it's so organic.
Yeah,
it's like when we laugh right now when we're having a conversation. These are our scenes.
Yeah.
But in Filipino while eating boy bawang.
Yeah.
Now let's go behind the scene naman. Ano yung pinakakaabalahan ninyo bukod sa pag-acting?
That's a lot of time. Because dreaming, hoping, waiting for the phone to ring, checking our emails, refreshing. That's,
I don't think so.
No. Well, I'm also a filmmaker. The last film that I submitted to like the festivals, I did well in the festival circuit, is something that I co-wrote with my husband. It's about an overseas Filipino worker. It's a little bit of a different story than this. It's more hard-hitting. There's no comedy.
Right.
There's no joy in it.
No,
there's
sure.
No joy in it. But you know, my goal in life is to also be the voice, the type that rises all of us Filipinos. We're working hard on pitching a show right now that's centered on a Filipino family set in the 90s, so it's a little bit retro, and that's set in LA. So
that's
right. Just always writing, always coming, trying to come up with stories, because we have so many beautiful stories to tell.
Yeah.
You know, I want our stories to be normal, not, you know, the unique odd one out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You.
Singer, dancer.
Yeah, well.
Oh God,
I sing and I dance. I do a lot of musical theater as well.
She's
humble. Wow, sobrang dami naming nalaman from you ladies. And syempre, mas marami pang dapat abangan, lalo na sa June 3 sa pagpapalabas ng The Unusual Suspects. So please, imbitahan nyo ang ating mga kababayan.
Mga kababayan. Watch this, because I think you would see yourself on screen, like even if you're not a Filipino helper or a Filipino domestic worker, you would identify with the stories and the humor and the, you know, I think you would love it. Watch it, mga kababayan.
Hoy, mga ate, mga kuya. Echoing, mirroring what Lina said, you know, the show is finally about us, but not just that, you know, Aquarius Films and SBS and our directors, Melvin, and one of our producers, Fawn, and even our writers, Jessica. It's like they really paid extra attention and took extra care to making sure that the story is authentic. They listened to our voices even before we started shooting, so we really took care of the Filipino heart of the story. And I hope that you find, like Lina saying, you find yourself in it, because we really worked hard, guys.
Maraming maraming salamat, Aina Dumlao and Lina Cruz. Abangan nyo naman po next week. Makakausap naman natin si Michelle Vergara Moore at si Susanna Downs. Kaya tutok lang at patuloy na suportahan ang seryeng The Unusual Suspects. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.